Chapter 4. Born in a Stable. This chapter is based on Luke 2, verse 1 to 20. The King of Glory stooped low to take humanity. His glory veiled, he shunned all outward display. Jesus purposed that no attraction of an earthly nature should call men to his side. Only the beauty of heavenly truth must draw those who would follow him. He desired men to accept him on the testimony of the Word of God. The angels watched to see how the people of God would receive his Son, clothed in the garb of humanity. To the land where the light of prophecy had shone, the angels came. They came unseen to Jerusalem and the ministers of God's house. Already to Zacharias the priest, as he ministered before the altar, the nearness of Christ's coming had been announced. Already the forerunner was born, and tidings of his birth and the significance of his mission had been spread abroad. Yet Jerusalem was not preparing to welcome her Redeemer. God had called the Jewish nation to communicate to the world that Christ was to be born of David's line. Yet they knew not that his coming was at hand. In the temple, the morning and evening sacrifice pointed to the Lamb of God. Yet even here was no preparation to receive him. Priests and teachers rehearsed their meaningless prayers and performed the rites of worship, but were not prepared for the revelation of the Messiah. The same indifference pervaded the land of Israel. Hearts selfish and world-engrossed were untouched by the joy that thrilled all heaven. Only a few were longing to behold the unseen. Angels attended Joseph and Mary as they journeyed from Nazareth to the city of David. The decree of Rome for enrollment of the peoples of her vast domain had extended to the hills of Galilee. Caesar Augustus became God's agent in bringing the mother of Jesus to Bethlehem. She was of the lineage of David, and the son of David must be born in David's city. "Out of thee, Bethlehem," said the prophet, "shall he come forth, that is, to be ruler in Israel, whose goings forth have been from of old, from the days of eternity." Micah 5, verse 2. But in the city of this royal line, Joseph and Mary were unrecognized, unhonored. Weary and homeless, they traversed the narrow street to the eastern extremity of town, vainly seeking a resting place for the night. There was no room at the crowded inn. In a rude building where beasts were sheltered, they at last found refuge. And here the Redeemer was born. The tidings filled heaven with rejoicing. Holy beings from the world of light were drawn to earth. Above the hills of Bethlehem, a throng of angels waited the signal to declare the glad news to the world. The leaders in Israel might have shared the joy of heralding the birth of Jesus, but they were passed by. To those who seek light and accept it with gladness, the bright rays from the throne of God will shine. See Isaiah 44, verse 3, Psalm 112, verse 4. Only the shepherds cared. In the fields where the boy David had led his flock, shepherds keeping watch by night talked together of the promised Savior and prayed for his coming. And an angel of the Lord came upon them, and the angel said unto them, "Fear not. For behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord." At these words, visions of glory filled the minds of the listening shepherds. The Deliverer has come. Power, exaltation, triumph are associated with his coming. But the angel prepared them to recognize their Savior in poverty and humiliation. "Ye shall find a babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger." The heavenly messenger had quieted their fears. He had told them how to find Jesus. He had given them time to become accustomed to the divine radiance. Then the whole plain was lighted up with the bright shining of the hosts of God. Earth was hushed. And heaven stooped to listen to the song. Glory to God in the highest, on earth peace, goodwill toward men. Oh, that today the human family could recognize that song. The note then struck will swell to the close of time and resound to the ends of the earth. As the angels disappeared, the shadows of night once more fell on the hills of Bethlehem. But the brightest picture ever beheld by human eyes remained in the memory of the shepherds. They said to one another, "Let us now go even unto Bethlehem and see this thing which is come to pass, which the Lord hath made known unto us." And they came with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the babe lying in a manger. Departing with great joy, they made known the things they had seen and heard. And all they that heard it wondered at those things which were told them by the shepherds. Heaven and earth are no wider apart today than when shepherds listened to the angels' song. Angels from the courts above will attend the steps of those in the common walks of life. In the story of Bethlehem is hidden the depth of the riches both of the wisdom and knowledge of God. Romans 11, verse 33. We marvel at the Savior's sacrifice in exchanging the throne of heaven for the manger. Human pride stands rebuked in his presence, yet this was but the beginning of his condescension. It would have been an almost infinite humiliation for the Son of God to take man's nature, even when Adam stood in innocence in Eden. But Jesus accepted humanity when the race had been weakened by 4,000 years of sin. Like every child of Adam, he accepted the results of the working of the law of heredity. These results were shown in the history of his earthly ancestors. He came with such a heredity to share our temptations and give us the example of a sinless life. Satan hated Christ. He hated him who pledged himself to redeem sinners. Yet into the world where Satan claimed dominion, God permitted his Son to come, a helpless babe, subject to the weakness of humanity, to meet life's peril in common with every soul, to fight the battle as every child of humanity must fight it, at the risk of failure and eternal loss. The heart of the human father looks into the face of his little child and trembles at the thought of life's peril. He longs to shield him from temptation and conflict. To meet a bitterer conflict and more fearful risk, God gave his only begotten Son. Herein is love. Wonder, O heavens, and be astonished, O earth.